I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the health and science editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, Healthwise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon, so that you can make the choices that work best for you. The festival season is here, but like everything else in 2020, it's going to play out very, very differently. With festivities beginning from the end of October with Navratri, Durga Puja, Dashera and Diwali, and going on to Christmas, and then celebrations continuing into New Year's, experts fear that meeting friends and family during festivities may lead to a spike in cases over the next couple of months. So we all know what happens in festivals. Well, typically during the festive season, people visit friends and family and participate in public festivities. And though COVID-19 is likely to somewhat dampen the spirits of most people, there's always the risk, after going stir-crazy from the prolonged social distancing restrictions which have been there in place across states in India since the third week of March this year. Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan recently flagged the risk of unfettered celebration. And I'm quoting here, he said, "The festival season is approaching. A little carelessness of people during festivals can worsen the situation." And by situation, of course, he was referring to coronavirus disease outbreaks across the country. And interestingly, he said, "There's no need to congregate in large numbers to prove your faith or your religion. And if we do this, we may be heading for big trouble, and that we may see a surge in cases in November and December leading up to January." So to guide people on how best to celebrate, the Health Ministry has issued standard operating procedures or SOPs for both the public and local authorities. And they've said that these SOPs have to be followed between October and December by both the public as well as the organizers of religious and cultural events over the next few months. Few states such as Maharashtra and Gujarat have already put restrictions on gathering during the 9-day Navratri festivals, which are beginning on October 17th. And according to the central government's SOPs, no celebrations or activities will be allowed inside any COVID-19 containment zones in the country during the upcoming festival season. And I'm quoting from the document here, it says, "Festive events shall be permitted only outside the containment zones, and organizers, staff, visitors from containment zones will not be permitted to participate because they bring with them the risk of infection." And it said that people residing or living inside containment zones should be encouraged to observe all festivals inside their homes and not move out and risk infecting other people in the community who have not so far been exposed to coronavirus disease. A major concern during this period is that most events are planned for many days in succession, and sometimes even weeks. When you have the puja pandals, you have Ramlilas, concerts, plays, people going out to festivals to celebrate with people in parks and communities. So what the government really wants is that there should be adequate measures to ensure that there's a cap on the physical numbers of people who are gathering in an enclosed space. And they've also recommended that the timing should be staggered, and there should be restricted entry so that too many people do not gather in very close to each other, because they do want to ensure that social distancing is maintained and people do not stand very close to each other, even if they're wearing masks. Because, I mean, you must remember in all of this, people have to observe social distancing. They have to wear masks at all times, even outdoors and indoors, to ensure that they do not get infected. And if they are passive carriers, or if they are asymptomatic carriers, then they should not infect others with coronavirus disease. And the central government also asked local authorities to identify specific areas for gatherings and for religious and cultural activities, and to provide ample medical and emergency care facilities. So all these places should also have ambulances in place so that in case of a medical emergency, the people can be moved to hospitals at once. So of course, besides mandatory masks and sanitizers, SOPs also require people to have ambulances. And also, the government says that they should ensure that there are COVID-19 awareness activities, and there should be material that should be shared with visitors to ensure that they know how best to protect themselves and those around them. And of course, apart from that, people who are at risk, like people over 65 years of age or children below 10 years, people with comorbidities like diabetes, existing diseases like asthma, kidney disease, hypertension, heart disease should stay away, as well as pregnant women, and they should celebrate at home and not step out in public places where they're exposed potentially to people who have coronavirus disease. So guys, celebration is always lovely and you should celebrate, but please remember, you have to do it safely. You have to do it at home and avoid meeting people as far as possible. Meet people online. You can connect with people on social networks, connect with people on Zoom, on Teams, celebrate, party, but just don't do it with too many people around and stay safe during the festivals.
If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.